Max, we understand one of the items on the table, it's actually a pretty controversial proposal, and it's about home delivery and when we get our mail.
Yeah, that's right, Amy and Chris. Postmaster General John Potter back on the Hill before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, hat in hand, saying that the Postal Service needs some help to get it through the economic downturn.
We need two things: a change in the funding of our retiree health benefit premiums, and flexibility in the number of days per week that we deliver. My first priority is changing the law to allow the Postal Service to pay its retiree health benefit premiums from our retiree health benefit trust fund. This will not require appropriated dollars and will save the Postal Service $2 billion in fiscal year 2009. My second priority is to provide the Postal Service greater flexibility in managing its way through our current crisis by allowing us to curtail delivery on our lightest volume days, no more than one day per week. These efforts are vital because, as you know, the Postal Service is important to America. We're the second largest employer in the nation. The mailing industry employs some 8 million people, and we are the conduit for roughly $1 trillion in commerce annually.
Now, here are the numbers, and we actually covered this last month before Christmas when the Postal Service Board of Governors got the equally bad news. It's basically the same bad news. Post Office, $2.8 billion in the red last year, and that's because the number of pieces of mail that they handle is going down. Total mail volume, 202 billion items last year. That's 9 billion pieces less than the year before. It's also the biggest single drop in mail volume in history. And despite the fact that they're continuing to get rate increases, Postmaster General Potter said 2009 could be the first year since 1946 that the actual amount of money collected by the Postal Service goes down or declines. So that's what they're up against. And so one of the things they're talking about is they don't want to do this right away, but Mr. Potter said that told the committee today that's chaired by Senator Tom Carper from Delaware. He's the chairman of the subcommittee. He says they at least want the flexibility to not deliver the mail on Saturday. Now, obviously, there are a couple of steps that still would need to happen before they could do this. But there's a rider to the 1983 postal bill that basically says deliver the mail 6 days a week. And they basically want that rider to that legislation to go away so that they have the flexibility to at least consider the possibility of the mail going away.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because in that soundbite we just played, he didn't say that specifically. What he said was the lightest volume days. Now, we assume that's Saturday.
Right.
But he almost made it sound as though it could be any. I mean, I would assume that Saturday is the lightest volume day.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, it says Mr. Potter said in his prepared statement, which wasn't necessarily what he said in testimony, but this is the printed statement. It's possible that the cost of 6 day delivery may prove to be unaffordable. I reluctantly request that Congress remove the annual appropriation bill rider first added in 1983 that requires the Postal Service to deliver mail 6 days a week. The ability to suspend delivery on the lightest delivery days could save dollars in both our delivery and processing and distribution networks. And he goes on to say that he doesn't make the request lightly. Now, there are two sides to this, because if this is the lightest day possible, then you know, logically, it makes sense to cut back on delivery on that day. Mm-hmm. However, the downside of this is that if you do that, you also run the risk of people not using the mail as much to deliver things, because the people who like advertisers, weekly newspapers who deliver on Saturday.
Yeah, you run the risk of losing more customers.
That's right. And you'd have to think about it, and also think about it in terms of the implications for small towns, because in those small towns, that Saturday delivery is when you get a lot of advertising in the mail to people at home about things that are going on at stores in their neighborhoods and places like that. So there's real implications for that as well. Now, the other thing that he asked about was he wanted Congress to ease the requirement that it make advanced payments into a fund to cover future health benefits for retirees.
Right.
This is something that they agreed to in a new bill 2 years ago for the Postal Service. And there's a regular schedule for them to put money into this retirement fund for employees. They want to stretch that out. And the members of the subcommittee were saying, well, now hold it. We need some more information before we can say yes on this. And there's a whole back and forth that we'll play for people tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive about why they're not entirely sure that this is something that they need.